Letitia, it turns out, just graduated from a seminary, and she'd been taking a course at the San Francisco Theological Seminary, a Presbyterian college just north of San Francisco.
I am actually a student at American Baptist Seminary of the West, and we can cross-register across the schools.
And that's how she discovered the class that fused two of her favorite things, Beyoncé and the Bible.
I saw the Beyoncé and Hebrew Bible class and decided to take it because I thought it'd be interesting.
Okay, so what's the verdict? Was this the kind of liberation?
I've been listening to Beyoncé since I was in late middle school, early high school. I'm the woman who's known for going to two Beyoncé concerts in a week. Done it before, we'll do it again. My name is Yolanda Norton. I'm the assistant professor of Old Testament here at San Francisco Theological Seminary.
Keisha.
The way Professor Norton has the class set up, we study the Hebrew Bible scriptures.
I want you to think about the ways in which oppression is formed in these texts.
And we parallel that with the music of Beyoncé as a contemporary artist.
How are women, in particular, the recipients of particular kinds of oppression?
Why Beyoncé? For at least a decade, I've been having conversations with young women that I mentor about the particular realities that Black women face. And what has resonated with them is using this entertainer who they follow. They know her music. She represents a voice for Black women in this generation. And so I thought, oh, well, this is interesting. We take this figure who people don't often talk about within a religious or Christian context, and let's think about the kinds of issues that she has faced as a person in the public light and as a performer, an artist. And let's think about how they represent some pieces of Black female identity.